It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I don't even really feel comfortable recapping what's about to happen in the Awkward Tuesday phone call. So I'm just going to let the girl who's on the phone about to make the Awkward Tuesday phone call do that for us. Jade, why don't you just go ahead and boil your situation down into a nutshell for everybody?
Okay. So I got this package from my family, and it was a jar of what seemed to be fragrant spices, which I gave to my roommate because she really liked it. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, I find out that the package was not supposed to be sent to me, but to my parents because they're my grandmother's ashes. And she has been using them in some way because they're almost gone.
Jade has no idea what her roommate has been doing with her grandmother's ashes. All right, Jade, you ready for some advice before you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Yes, please.
All right, first of all, you have to find out what she's been doing with them when you call her, because everybody listening wants to know. And then when you do find out, just tell her you want them back. Don't let her know what they are.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah,
I'm using, let's say I got your grandma's ashes and I think they're bath salts and I've been taking bubble baths in your grandma's ashes. I don't need to know that I've been taking bubble baths in your grandma's ashes. You can just go, hey, can I get those bath salts back? I really need them. You know?
Yeah.
That's your best plan of action here, is not to inform her exactly what she has in her possession.
Yeah. Just lie. This is the only time that you should lie, okay? Yeah. Just lie through your teeth.
Just say, you know what? My family sent that to me, and they've been asking me how it is. I haven't had a chance to use them yet. If you could just give those back to me so I could check it out
a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a very excellent liar. All right, Jade.
Okay.
I'm going to dial the phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Allison. It's me.
Hey, what's up, girl? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. You know, not totally for kind of.
Hey.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
So you know that jar you have in your bathroom that I gave you?
Yeah.
This is totally my fault, and I screwed up, and I need the jar back.
So you mean the jar, not the fragrance?
No, both back would be good.
Oh, okay.
I totally screwed up. My family needs it back because it actually, wasn't even meant for me. It was my relatives screwed up, and they sent it to me instead of my family, so I just need to get it back to them.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
But is it possible for me to keep the fragrance? Or could they, tell me where they bought it? Because I just love it so much.
Well, I think it's from out of the country, so, I don't know how possible that would be.
It's so good.
I can ask them though.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because I've been using it with my soap, and it makes my skin so soft. And it's,
oh my god,
so good. I've never used anything like that. You know, I'm always experimenting with stuff, but I've never found anything that works this well. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so, if you could ask them, that would be awesome.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What? Was I not supposed to use any of it? I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't have been using them at all.
What do you mean?
Allison, I don't know how to tell you this, but those are not fragrant spices.
Okay. What are they then?
They're my grandmother's ashes.
What?
Hey, Allison.
Oh my gosh.
who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh my gosh.
How are you?
Oh. Okay, so is this like a prank call you guys are doing?
You know what? You know what, Allison? I really wish it was a prank phone call, but it isn't. This is an awkward Tuesday phone call. And your roommate Jade wanted to call you and tell you that those fragrant spices you have are actually her grandmother's ashes.
You guys are messing with me, right?
No.
You're messing with me. This isn't...
I promise you, Allison, we're not.
No. Yeah, it's real, Allison. And I'm so sorry. I had no idea. The job was not even supposed to be for me. It was supposed to be for my parents. And my family screwed up and sent it to me instead of them. And I'm so sorry. So you're telling me for the past 2 weeks, I have been rubbing your dead grandmother all over my body.
Yeah.
No. That sounds so bad.
That's exactly what Jade is telling you, Allison.
No, but I didn't know you were going to use it to shower with. I didn't even know what it was. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I am about to throw up right now. I don't even know how to undo what I have done.
Yeah.
That
I think
so
you need
horrible.
To figure out a way to block this all out of your memory, Allison. You've been using her grandmother's ashes in the shower.
Don't keep saying it. We want her to forget about it. I mean,
I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. This is like the worst mix-up ever, and I am so sorry this happened. I can't even believe this happened.
Jade, what are you going to tell your family when you return a half-empty jar of your grandmother's ashes?
Hey. I don't know. Maybe they've never seen it before, so maybe they won't even know.
Or I've got an idea. We have Allison do an awkward Tuesday phone call to your family. To go, hey guys, I just want to inform you I've been using your grandma's ashes to shower with.
Most of them are down the drain.
Yeah.
No, no one will ever know about this except everyone who's listening to the radio right now.
She made it to the ocean one way.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Allison, I promise I will make it up to you. I'm so sorry. I will find some way to make you forget about this, I guess. How, I don't understand how you could ever make this up to me. I know, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Oh my God.
Hey, Allison, you guys are roommates, Allison and Jade. Does Jade ever have like any, like a red dress or something that you've wanted to borrow and she won't let you borrow?
Well, there's I really like that scarf. But...
Well, there you go. Now you have free reign to wear that scarf whenever you want, I think.
Oh my God, Allison, take it. It's yours. Like, it's totally yours. Oh
God. See, there you go. Awkward Tuesday phone call success, right? Oh. Allison, you may have learned that you were showering with a dead person's ashes, but you got a scarf out of the deal.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Lucky me.